Hello, everyone. This is Stephen Roberts. Sunday after Vin, cancel the cabal. Welcome, everyone. I've had a busy day, a long day, and a tiring day. What I'm actually going to do is put a show on from the past, and I have dinner just about ready, so I'm going to play a pod for a little bit and come back and maybe talk about a few things. So won't be very long here. Not sure how long, but just a little pod for a little bit. Talk to everyone soon. Hello, everyone. I'm going to interrupt that pod and ask out there to the listeners if they would like to ask me some questions in the chat or any other way on Facebook or whatever, or even call in on Skype. There's a couple of subjects I would like to talk about, and I will attempt to talk about them. I put that pod on hold for a little bit. The first subject is the this flat earth thing that's going around. I don't know what to think about it, really. I guess there are just literally thousands of people each and every day looking into it and taking the so-called science to heart. I don't know if it's a deception or not, but one question that does come up: why would they be deceiving us for well over 500 years now? If it is true, if we do have a flat Earth, what's the reason for the deception? Patrick says, "Here come the planes," with a question mark. 9/11 question mark. Explain that a little bit, Patrick. What do you mean? What are you asking? But why the deception? Why deceive us? What's the payoff that they get
if they have been deceiving us? Why? Allegedly, according to history, people did believe that the Earth was flat up until 500 years ago or whatever. 500 and a little bit more than 500 years. They told Columbus that allegedly. They told Columbus that he would sail off the edge of the earth if he tried to find a new world. But as history also alleges, that there were many people over here in the new world before Columbus sailed out of Spain. Allegedly, the people of the Norse, the Viking people, sailed over into the new world. I think there should be evidence, anyways, that a lot of people also allege that there is evidence that the Vikings sailed over here to the New World before Columbus did. But anyways, that's the question. Why deceive the people way back then? What was their payoff? That is hard to tell, hard to know. But anyways, I'm going to put another little song on here and do a little research myself and see what I can come up with. Why deceive the world with a flat earth, or the round earth, I should say. I'll find a good song here and be back in just a few minutes. And welcome back, everyone, after that little short Bob Marley break. And UB40 was the first song there. I believe Paul 1168 said that UB40 was his favorite, and then he said he changed his mind. Bob's my fave. You can change your mind, Paul. That's allowed here. But I've been joined by someone everybody knows in the chat room, Patrick Nee. Welcome to the show, Patrick.
Thank you very much, Stephen.
How are you this evening, or this morning, over there?
Yeah, brilliant. Brilliant, Stephen. Been enjoying the whole day.
Yeah.
I wish the weather was a bit better here, but there you go.
Yeah. We had quite a bit of rain today. We had a thunderstorm, and it rained for about two hours today. A good rain. We hadn't had much rain here in the last month, but it rained on us good today.
Making up for it, I suppose.
Probably so. Probably so.
Yeah. I just, again, I don't know if a few people might have noticed that video I posted, Steve. You know what we were saying off air about that Laurie Anderson song?
Yeah. Yeah, the Superman song.
Yeah, the Superman song, yeah. And again, I'd like a lot of people to maybe listen to it if they don't remember it. Or, yeah, like I was saying to you, Stephen, the lyrics, I think they say a lot.
I actually only got through about half of it. It's quite a long song, but, you know, I'll have to listen to it maybe a couple times.
Yeah, I think you have to, Stephen, yeah. Like I said to you, I remember that being in the charts, 1982. I was only 22 years old, a young man, other things on your mind, you know. I don't think I took a lot of notice of the lyrics, apart from the smoking or non-smoking, you know, I found that quite funny.
Yeah. Was that in the charts over there?
It was in the charts, yeah. I think it was quite high up. I don't know how high up it got, Stephen, but yeah, it was played a lot on mainstream, yeah.
That's actually the first time I'd ever heard the song. But
yeah. I think a few lads might remember it in the chat room. It depends on your, you've got to be in your 50s sort of thing to remember it, I suppose.
Right, you
know,
yeah.
There again, I don't know, you can come across a lot of music, can't you, nowadays, but yeah. But just show, Stephen, that's the first time you've come across it.
Well, yeah, exactly. I had been, well, I was pretty much raised on music over here, Patrick, from the late 60s. I was just a young boy, even the middle 60s. My mother said, just after I was walking, I was dancing to music. But
that's a lovely way to be, Stephen, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
You enjoyed life, obviously, you know, from a young age. That's,
yeah, and she also told me that she would have to chase after me when going to the lake or some other sort of thing, like a outdoor pool or a lake or something like that. Even being in diapers, I wanted to be in the water.
You were a bit of a water baby, Stephen.
Allegedly, yes.
I swim like a brick.
Swim like a brick, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. There's something, I don't know what it is with me, because I get told by my daughter and my other children when they were younger, come on, Dad, you'll be all right. Maybe I just have a built fear. I don't know. I don't fear the water, but I'm not a great swimmer. It's strange.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I've always loved the water, but I don't know. I guess we had some subject. Well, one of the things you happened to mention about the lyrics. Tell us what you get from the lyrics of the Superman song.
Well, you've got the bit there. The planes are coming, American planes, and then the smoking or non-smoking, and then again, believe it or not, Stephen, I haven't really took a lot of these lyrics in either. You know, it's a long time since I first heard it, and it's strange how I just clicked it tonight. You know, something seems to be, I don't know, I get strange things where I just click on something, whether it's synchronicity, I don't know. But there's some other bits, my chemical arm, there's no one here, just leave a message on the phone, you know, like as if there's no one at home for the family.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you see where I'm going?
Yeah, there was
so much in the lyrics, yeah.
There was one particular case. I don't know what the man's name is now, but he allegedly called his mother from one of the planes, and she wasn't home, and the answering machine picked up, and I'll just use my name for just for reference, but I believe the message on the woman's machine said something like, hello, Mom, this is Stephen Roberts. You believe me, don't you? And then he started to go into the, the story of the kidnapping and all that stuff that allegedly took place on September 11th, 2001.
Yeah, exactly, Stephen. I mean, if ever I rung my mother, God bless her, she's no longer here in this dimension anyway. I used to always go, hi, Mom, it's Patrick Nee.
You don't believe me, don't you?
You believe me, don't you? You don't, Stephen, do you?
Yeah, no, I just...
You would just go, hi, Mom.
Yeah, hi, Mom. How's your day?
Hi, Mom.
Oh, by the way, I might not ever see you again. Somebody hijacked our plane and yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, and again, Stephen, we've all fell for it, except we are waking up. I mean, there wasn't even the tech. You could not phone from a plane then, am I correct? Stuff I've looked at.
No, exactly. Countless people tried after they lifted the air embargo, you know, whatever it was, 2 days later. Countless people got into airplanes and tried, and they could not make calls. The only way that they can make calls right now is through some sort of a special system that some airlines have. They have some sort of a special Wi-Fi that's connected to a satellite or something. And, you know, it costs a lot of money, but you can make calls that way.
Yeah, but back then, Stephen, there was just no possibility, was there?
No, there wasn't, no.
But again, it's like on that day, I'll hold my hands up, Stephen. I was duped, you know. I'm willing enough to say, and I think you're the same, we were duped.
I was.
Yeah, I believed it, lock, stock, and barrel. Oh, there's two aircraft that went into two massive buildings in New York.
Yeah, yeah. I remember back in 2002 seeing Alex Jones over here in America spouting off about 9/11 being an inside job, and, you know, it was Bin Laden was dead, just all of these allegations. It was the government that was complicit. A lot of other factions had their hand in it, but not so much the 19 Muslims from Saudi Arabia. You know, I thought he was full of crap, Patrick. I was still drinking the red tea.
Is it the red Kool-Aid, Stephen?
The red Kool-Aid, yes.
The red Kool-Aid. Love that. Yeah. Sorry, Stephen, I cut across you there.
Yeah. But
yeah, and it's the more you look into it, Stephen. I mean, I've got a building background, like I think a lot of people that are on this site, because I think we've got no bloody work now. So we're getting an education. I mean, the only thing I questioned on that day initially was the amount of dust. I thought, that just doesn't seem right. But then I went with the story, and then I come across Judy Wood, and that just opened my eyes 100%.
Yes, yes, exactly. I had already stopped believing the official fairy tale when I come across Judy Wood, too. I actually had her on the show twice, Patrick.
Yeah, because I remember I gave you a couple of posts while I was messages, Stephen. Yeah, I never realized you had her on, but yeah, she's top woman.
Yeah, I never actually put the videos up on YouTube because she wanted me to look through close to seven hours of videotape and cut out one little name she mentioned by mistake. And I don't know, I just couldn't see myself going through 7 hours to try to find one name. So I just never put the video up on YouTube.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know whether I posted you that as well, Stephen, the Charlie Pound video.
Charlie Pound. I'm not sure, remind me.
Yeah, there's an artist, Charlie Pound. He's done a couple of tracks. He may have done a lot more. He's an American lad, I presume. From your neck of the woods, he'd done a video song, Where Did the Towers Go? And he's done another one, The Gatekeepers. Richard E. Jones, you know, about covering up on basically, you know, the energy, free energy, all right, maybe the wrong term, but basically through
directed energy.
Science through a show of hands.
Directed energy?
Yeah, directed energy, and Pons and Flashman.
I don't recall seeing anything like that, so I'm not sure if you pass it to me.
I'll have to try and post it to you, Stephen, later. Yeah, it's Charlie Pound. If you just Google Charlie Pound, The Gatekeepers, you'll get it. It's a very good song with a video, and it just shows how the cabal, we'll call them that, how they just want to debunk the energy that's there. And because of the petrochemical companies, you know that, they don't want other energies coming out. You know, it's madness. It's insane, but...
What do I search up along with Charlie Pound?
If you just Google Charlie Pound, The Gatekeepers, Charlie Pound song, The Gatekeepers. And
Okay. Yeah, but, I'll look that up.
Yeah, and his other one is Where Did the Towers Go? Yeah. I mean, some people say, oh, why are we still talking about 9/11? But I think it's a very important issue, Stephen. I don't know about you, because we have to get to the bottom of it. It's caused so much, you know, it was a bullshit lie, excuse me, language, to go into Afghanistan, Iraq, blame it on Osama bin Laden. We all know Osama bin Laden was an operative of the CIA against the Russians. I know some people don't know this stuff. And there's documentation that Osama bin Laden died within 6 months of 9/11. He had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, yeah, there is that allegation. I guess there's actually proof of it. There's at least one newspaper published that.
Yeah, I think it was, Stephen. Yeah, I didn't see the article myself, I'll be honest, but I did, I think some stuff I came across, yeah, what you just said there, yeah. It was. I mean, and then, what is it, about 4 years ago, Stephen, it was on Sky everywhere where they're all sitting around, we got him. Yeah, they got us, hook, line, and sinker again.
Yeah. Well, Barack Obama allegedly got him. When was that? 2011?
Yeah, I think it was, Stephen. Yeah, where it was all put on Sky.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? Where they're all in Rice and Bush, is it? And Obama and Cheney, is it? And they're all there, aren't they? Sitting in a room as if they're watching the operation going on live. You know, the helicopters going into Pakistan, correct? You know, and we got him.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, again, Steve, We could talk about false flags all night, couldn't we? The Johnny Hebo one in Paris.
Well, yeah.
The Sandy Hook, the Boston bombing.
Certainly, certainly. We can talk about these things that they point fingers at and laugh at us and call conspiracy theories, which is nothing but a label and a ad hominem attack. But you know, the real question is, Patrick, how do we break the conditioning of people that watch the BBC or the RTE or one of the mainstream networks over here in America?
Yeah, it's a hard question, Stephen. I mean, personally, like, I don't know, I know people sometimes, you shouldn't say the awakening, because then I mean, I don't want to be derogatory, but I suppose I'll say it how I see it. Yeah, we all used to believe, well, not all, see, we're so awake on this program, aren't we? All of us, for want of a better word. We know the stuff, we know everything. I mean, we don't know everything, but we are open to it. But like you said, Stephen, there's still so many that are still into their soaps and everything else, and everything's hunky-dory, and they just don't see it's this tiptoe, slow effect, and they don't see it happening.
Yeah.
I don't know what the answer is, Stephen. On a high note, I think more and more people are, you know, day by day. But see, again, I'm the type of person that's outspoken, Stephen. I'll go, oh, what do you think of this? What do you think of that? And a lot of people, I think they're scared to actually talk about it. I don't know.
Yes, exactly. Well, I put something in the Skype chat there, but it was supposed to have gone in the PIR chat. But to answer Tiger Boy's question, it's control. You know, going back to even as far as say 2006 or 2007, I seen the American actor Charlie Sheen on Alex Jones, and I even seen him on one of those mainstream programs, and you know, they were laughing at him and calling him names and telling him he was crazy for believing that September 11th was anything other than the official fairy tale. And
yeah, and he got, isn't it strange, Stephen, sorry cutting in there, how his show was dropped after that. Do you remember, what was it, Men, was it?
Two Men, or Two and a Half Men, or something like that.
Two and a Half Men, yeah.
Yeah.
He was, and then they gave us a story that he was suffering depression or something, or he reared up on the producer, and yeah, did he, you know.
Yeah, right. But you know, I had the preconceived notion myself, as I mentioned earlier, Patrick, that I didn't believe these so-called conspiracy theories, and I believe what the government story was. I wholeheartedly believed it. I cursed a lot of these people, just like a lot of people are still to this day.
It's funny, Martin's just posted that they did the same with Jim Corr. You know of Jim Corr, don't you?
No,
he was.
I'm not familiar with that name.
Yeah, it was the brother from the group The Cause. They're an Irish group, and if I remember, Martin might even post where he was on. I think he was on RTE or something, and he was interviewed, and they made him look like a fool, basically. But he was telling, I forget what he was talking about that night, but he was telling truths, and they tried to just make him look like an idiot.
Well, you know, Patrick, you happened to mention a few minutes ago that 9/11 is a very key argument that the government has to defend staunchly. But I think it even goes further back than that. I think we have to go back to November 22nd, 1963, with the murder of John Kennedy in Dallas.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Stephen. Without a doubt. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, Vin keeps saying week in and week out, we have to be right all the time. And I kind of equate that, Patrick, that they have to keep up all of these lies, and they have to defend them all. Because once one of their lies gets broken apart, people are going to start to scrutinize everything else.
Yeah, the domino effect, Stephen. Once you know, the house of cards will fall, yeah, without a doubt. But you do, you know, you wonder which one it's going to take. But And again, it's like bully boy tactics, isn't it, Stephen? You think that, you know, they've gone so far, but they're not going to let up. They just keep pushing and pushing and pushing. I mean,
yeah. You know, I've been asked before, Patrick, why they have to defend that Lee Oswald was the only lone killer of John Kennedy. And well, I had it explained to me that the term conspiracy, you define it. Conspiracy means two or more people conspiring to commit some sort of atrocity or crime or a fraud. And
put in brackets. That's what a conspiracy means. Yeah.
And once there's a conspiracy that's brought forth to light, you know, people will start to question things.
Yeah, they tried to term the word conspiracy, i.e. you wear a foil hat.
Right, yeah.
Do you agree, Stephen?
Oh, yes. Yeah, the tinfoil.
Yeah.
And they even, well, not to bring up Alex Jones again, but, you know, what was it, a couple of years back when he went on Piers Morgan's show on CNN and acted like a fool. That didn't do any good for any of us, really. It only served to portray a lot of us as tinfoil wearing nut jobs.
I didn't actually see that, Stephen, but that's no good. But I mean, they have so much. They've got so much more money than we have, haven't they? They've got everything's bought. We know everything's controlled. All the mainstream, all the newspapers. They have everyone's bought and paid for. I look at it, Stephen, that there's got to be people in these networks that have to grow a pair, for want of a better word, and say, right, I've got a conscience here. I've got children. I'm going to have grandchildren. I want a better world.
Yeah.
What do I want? Just money.
Yeah.
Because money is nothing, Stephen.
No,
you know what?
It is.
It sickens me to the core sometimes. It really does. Yeah.
You know, I know this is a little bit odd, Patrick, but I got notes here on little videos I would like to make. You know, I can turn my recording programs on and my recording software and make little videos. And you know, there's some subjects I'd like to tackle. You know, how long? Well, I guess one of the subjects, Patrick, is why should we be doing this still? Why are we still doing this? Is it actually worth it? You know, why do we have to be the ones to save such a amoral society? And I'm not talking about religion either. You know, I'm talking about moralities.
I totally agree, Stephen. Sometimes I think, what's the saying? I often say to myself, the cork is out of the bottle and it's not going back. But sometimes I wish it never came out.
Yeah.
But I don't think I mean that either. But, you know, I do question, Stephen. Yeah. Is this a test for us? And it's a hard one, isn't it?
Well, if you also believe historians, Patrick, allegedly there was just 3% of the population over here in America that fought against the British, and I'm sure that there were tens of thousands of people that didn't want the British monarchy to go away, which of course we all know is a fallacy. It never did go away, it never did relinquish any control or power.
Well, it's like the sad fact, Stephen, a lot of people in this country of Air, well, Sovereign Republic of Air, which we still have, but a lot of people don't realize that, but we're still under the crown. Yeah, same.
Yeah, well, how could that be, Patrick? The people on the television screen tell you that you're not sovereign, and the people in the people in the parliament tell you that you're not sovereign. You're subject of the crown. So how could that be? I'm just...
Yeah, but we're sovereign when it comes to sovereign debt, Stephen.
There you go.
We have to sort of laugh as well, Stephen, because otherwise I think we'd go crazy, mate.
Yeah.
We need the humor, Stephen, I think, because I don't know.
You know, I say it quite often on the show, Patrick, whether it resonates with... anybody or not, that's another story. But everything that we are dealing and everything that we are facing today is basically all our fault. We are at fault. We are at fault for being duped. We're at fault for being deceived. We are at fault for relinquishing our sovereignty. We are at fault for giving them control.
Yeah, we are. We are, Steve. And I think if you haven't got the knowledge, you can sort of say, okay, we didn't know. But once you've got the knowledge, then you have to start, what's the word, fighting back and taking what you really are.
Yeah.
And that is sovereign. Every single one of us on this planet, Steven.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't go back and take the blue pill after you've taken the red one.
You sure can't. There you are back to films again, Stephen.
I
first watched the Matrix films, they went over my head. I thought,
really?
What's this all about? But then once you watch them again a few more times, you go, aye. A light bulb comes on.
Yeah. Well, there's a subtle little messages, and I think that's another subject we were going to talk about too, isn't it, Patrick?
Yeah, I mean, Stephen, you know the first film, The Matrix. Do you remember the scene where Neo, I think it's his birth certificate or his driving license or something?
His driver's license, yeah.
Yeah, and his date of birth is?
September 11th, yeah.
Yeah. You know, you couldn't make this stuff up.
No. Yeah, we were talking about that, Patrick, and, you know, subtle little messages and entertainment in the media or movies and television. I think I've heard one time that these people that we're dealing with, Patrick, they pretty much have to tell us what they're doing just to be gentlemanly like. You know, they can't be taken in, or, well, they can be taken into court, and technically they can say, well, we've been telling you people what we're going to do for the last 100+ years. You just haven't been paying attention.
Is that the mind of the psychopath? Like, yes, like I said to you off there. Yeah.
Well,
we've told you.
Yeah.
So we warned you. What more do you want? Don't complain afterwards.
Well, you know, they cover their rear ends subtly with ad hominem attacks from this, you know, whether it be the fake left or the fake right.
Which are all the same, Stephen.
Yeah. But
I mean, Stephen, I have to hold my hands up again because ridicule, it just goes over my head, and that's how I am. I mean, I tell people about chemtrails and stuff like that, and they look at me sideways, and I think, I don't care.
Yeah,
I'm 55, Stephen. I don't care anymore. I'm not 21 again, and I will speak my own truth.
Yeah.
If they won't listen to it, that's up to them.
Yeah, Tiger Boy is right. He said, my people will be destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Yeah, Tiger is spot on. Yeah. Tiger's a very educated man, as far as I can see. He comes up with some very good stuff.
Well,
like most people on the site, I'm the most uneducated going, but there you go.
Well, I'll have to admit to you, Patrick, you know, I've never considered myself a very intelligent man, but I did enroll into college in the late winter of 2009, and my second block of classes, I initially started in the IT field, internet technology, but I found out that it turned out to be computer code programming, and I also figured out that I was in over my head, so I switched into communications. And
was it the word programming that put you off?
No, I was still drinking the Republican flavored Kool-Aid at that time. But
again, Stephen, back to education. Now, I'm not knocking anyone one way or the other. I think we all have skills. Do you know what I'm saying? From years ago, it used to be frowned upon a road sweeper. All right, and they have a different terminology now. It's I forget what it's called, an environmentalist, whatever. You know, they put these, but every man is like a building site. A labourer is classed as the lowest of the low. But without that labourer, the bricklayer is not going to lay those bricks.
Oh, yes,
you know
exactly.
What I'm saying?
Yeah, yes, I do. But, you know, like I mentioned, I've never considered myself an intelligent man. But when I first come to the realization I was in the critical thinking studies. I was in the logical thinking class, and when it hit me, of all people, again, Patrick, it was Alex Jones that awakened me to the fact of what the practical applications of logical fallacies were, and how they're being used in the media and advertising and just everyday government propaganda.
And I would term it as just basically common sense, Stephen. Do you know what I'm saying? You know, all right, maybe that's a bit of a...
Well, yeah, you know. Certainly. A common sense. Well, let's just take the stereotype. Patrick, you know, most everybody knows what a stereotype is, and most everybody knows what it means, but not a lot of people actually know that it's a logical fallacy.
Of course it is, Stephen, yeah. It's totally, what's the word I'm trying to think of? Yeah, it's a fallacy, yeah. What is a stereotype? Yeah. Again, is that another, like, divide and conquer? Oh, yeah, he's this, he's that, you know. I don't know what I'm trying to say, really, Stephen, but a bit of a blank there, but I know where you're coming from.
Well, over here in America, Patrick, the stereotypical... Republican or the stereotypical right winger. You are supposed to be for the wars. You're supposed to support your troops, support your military, no matter what. You know, you're a lot of them.
Not
allowed
to question, Stephen. I'm with you now. Yeah, I'm back on sort of track. I hit a bit of a mental block there, but
yeah. Well,
yeah. I mean, it's like. The stereotypical, again, not bring, I'm going to make fun out of this, and the stereotypical Irishman, they're thick, you know, the stereotypical Scotchman, they're tight, stereotypical Welshman, they sing,
right.
You know, don't ask for directions, because they'll sing you the direction, yeah, it's just, but, you know, I think, thankfully, we're waking up to this, because it is a divide and conquer technique, isn't it? Yeah,
well, I wonder if it's going to take some sort of a catastrophic event for all of the world's mainstream medias to fall apart for us to even have any kind of a chance.
Yeah, I do question, Stephen, if I was a journalist today, knowing the knowledge I have now, you know, how could I be a journalist, a true journalist, and go with the mainstream flow? I just couldn't.
Well, you can if you, well, there's two ways that you can, Patrick. You are just so ignorant about what the truth is. You were not really taught what logical fallacies are used for, and you just blindly believe what your superiors and the government tells you, or you are complicit and you are in on the game.
Yeah, you're bought and paid for.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's so obvious now, isn't it, for anyone that can see it. The politicians, the TDs in this country, the politicians in Westminster, what you've got in the States, what you've got everywhere, they are all bought and paid for, Stephen. We know that. And what's going to take to change that, I just don't really know.
Right. Yeah. So is most of the media.
Yeah, everything, Stephen. You know, we've got Dennis O'Brien over here. I mean, we might as well say, well, he's our dictator. If people can't see that, I mean, I see it. And there must be 100,000 in the Republic of the Sovereign Republic of Era. I'll make sure I say that right, because that's my mindset. I live in the Sovereign Republic of Era. I don't live under any corporation, but that's me. Well, it ain't just me, but it's getting our mindset around that, Stephen. It's a real wake-up call. We have to wake up.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, we have to keep trying. You know, I pose the question, why should I still continue to try? And it is because of the same reason why I even have the question. It's because of all the beauty that there is out there. It's because of the earth. Whether it's flat or whether it's round. <You know.
laughs> That's a subject at the moment, Stephen. Yeah.
Yeah. I really don't know what to think about that subject, you know. I don't want to hurl out any insults at people, because I know what the insults are. They are just attacks.
Yeah. But, see, I don't get beat up by that either. I will say, okay, people are saying the world's flat. I'll go, okay, I'll look at it. And I'm not going to slate the people one way or the other. I just won't.
You see, but my question is, when I took off that that pod, Patrick, what's the payoff? What's the payoff 500 plus years ago of them changing their minds and saying their earth was round instead of being flat? How do they benefit that with that story?
Yeah, because you would have been hung for saying the other way, wouldn't you, at the time?
Yeah, the earth was round, you mean?
Yeah. Oh, the earth's round? Yeah, or yeah.
You're crazy. Everybody in the world knows it's flat, right?
Yeah. I could say it's flat, though, Steve, and in all that. I had this conversation with my son, tongue-in-cheek. I says, look, the earth is flat, but it has little bumps and bits on it.
Right, yeah.
Do that, man. But the powers that shouldn't be, Stephen, they're playing a game with us, left, right, and centre, you know, whatever way you look at it. But it's not the last. It's been going on thousands of years, Stephen, hasn't it? Goes back to the Khazars, you know. I've looked at bits and I don't know everything, Stephen. Far from it. You know, I've looked at bits here, there, and everything, and it would make your head explode sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's like back to that song again. That Laura, it's funny how that song has brought this conversation and me phoning in again, because I think they're given, you know, you look at certain songs, Stephen, and they are giving us messages, you know, and films and, but I don't know. I mean, we all want a better world, Stephen, don't we?
Yes, we do. Yeah.
I mean, I look at it as well, Stephen, not just for me, again, because I'm 55 and I look at it that I've had a fairly good innings. But it's for the future generations. Have them like microchipped, medicated 24/7? That's not being a human. We should be out there with nature, loving this planet for the experience that it gives us. You know, this is such a lovely planet, Stephen.
Yeah.
It's been shit on. Excuse my French again.
No, it has. It has. But, you know, brings up another question, Patrick. Why are they deceiving us? For so long, why are they deceiving us on so many subjects? What's their payoff?
Well, again, Stephen, this might be right out of the, but I'll say it because I don't care. If you believe in reincarnation, this is just my view, they know all about reincarnation. And then they make sure they're in them bloodlines, and they come back every time when they lose that vehicle, straight back into that bloodline again, and they have a jolly up every time.
Do you think people can pick their parents, pick their ancestors, or whatever?
Well, again, Stephen, I can't prove it, but my mind is open to that. Yes, yeah, I do perceive that's possible. Yeah.
Well, you know, I had somebody tell me that just last week that they also thought and think that people can pick their parents, but you know, I've often wondered. If that's true, why would I have picked my parents? I'm not even going to go into it right now, but you know, anybody that is sane would certainly not pick the parents that they did for whatever reasons they have.
Mind you, that said, Stephen, on a personal note, I would pick my parents again.
Yeah.
Seriously, I mean, I know where you're coming from, and I don't expect you to divulge personal. Some people, yeah, like you said, they might think if they've had a horrible, abused upbringing, yeah, why would they choose those type of parents? But I can say hand on heart, Stephen, you know, my parents weren't perfect, but I was brought up in a loving environment and normal, as far as I can say, if you know what I mean. There was no abuse. I don't mind saying it. My mother worked hard, did her best for us. Not a lot of money in our family. We were brought up quite poor. Maybe there was poorer people, but we had love, Stephen.
Yeah, well, I applaud you for that. I just...
That's me being honest, Stephen. You know, yeah. There's a lot of people heard what I've just said now, but that's the truth, you know.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
And there is, I mean, I know of other families and relatives where their life has been not too good either. But obviously, I'm not going to discuss that on air. But personally, though, Stephen, yeah, I count myself very lucky, mate. Yeah.
That's good. That's good.
You know, other people have, like I say, less happy stories, but, you know, Again, I don't know, Stephen. Question everything, mate. It's a strange one, mate. Maybe it is all a game, Stephen.
Maybe this is just all an illusion.
Another way of we could look into that, Stephen, couldn't we? You know, the Matrix,
yes, there is.
It's all a hologram.
Yeah.
You know, am I really speaking to Stephen Roberts?
Exactly. Well, you're speaking to a spiritual sentient being. Let's put it that way.
Well, I know that, Stephen. Yeah, and I totally agree 100% with you on that one. Because, Stephen, there's no death in my book. Again, I can't prove it, but we're all energy.
That's right. All of frequency, all energy, zeros and ones.
Yeah, zeros and ones, yeah. There's everything is light and sound waves.
Vibration and frequency,
vibration,
yes.
Yeah, Stephen, yeah. And I even will, I'll go as far as the Earth is a living being in my book. It's a sentient being.
Sure it is, yes.
Would you agree, Stephen, yeah?
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
And Mother Nature might be a bit pissed off with us at the moment.
Yeah. Well, you know, also, apparently, Patrick, that all of the negative thoughts are felt by the universe. All of the positive thoughts are felt by the universe.
Totally agree, Stephen. You imagine, it's funny enough, because this was Sean McGuire actually said this, and I thought it was very poignant. He says, look, we've got 3 billion Catholics. If they all believe that the world's going to end tomorrow, and they're putting out that energy, maybe the Earth will end tomorrow. Do you know? Yeah.
Yes, I do. Yeah. Yes.
You imagine the energy that was put out on 9/11. Back to that again. Around the world, everyone was going, "Oh my God!" Then Muslim, then this. You know, we fell for it again. It put out such negative fear and anger. You know? But personally, now, Stephen, I just try to be upbeat. I'm not trying to say, "Oh, I just sit in a little cocoon and it'll all be fine." I don't mean that. But I try to have an upbeat as much as I can, you know. You know if you're like that, Stephen?
Yes, exactly.
Because, like you just said, it's all energy. And if you're if there's negative energy being thrown out through the universe, well, there's a lot of that negative energy, isn't there?
Yes, there is. Yeah. You know, people say that they can walk into a room and feel a tension. That's true, you know. I've had that happen. I've walked into rooms and it's either brought me down or brought me up, depending on the mood.
I think more and more of us are getting sensitive to this, Stephen. I can concur with what you're saying there. Yeah, I mean, personally, I hate squabbles over petty... You know, like if you dropped a glass on the floor and then World War III breaks out. Oh, look, a glass is broken. And I think, yeah, but did anyone die? You know... All these petty little things, you just got to count to 10. Just let it go. You know, it's, that's the way I look at things anyway. You can, I just don't know. I question a lot sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. You know, there's an interesting thing. I don't believe you're in the People's Internet Radio chat room, are you?
I am, Stephen. I've still got it up in front of me, yeah.
Oh, did you see what's going on there in the last 10 minutes or so?
I haven't really.
No. I don't mean the radio chat. I meant the Skype chat.
Oh, no, I'm not in the Skype. Sorry. No.
Yeah.
I'm in the PIR chat room. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, Ven's got some more attackers.
Has he? Oh,
yeah. Right. Somebody going back to the TNS, you know, just that whole story that he's had to defend time and time again.
It's ridiculous. I typed in tonight when Vin was saying how he's had personal attacks and he doesn't let them bother him, which is good, you know, because he's trying to say, you know, i.e. again, the official offer, keep people in their homes. They can sleep at night. I mean, who wants to see a fellow human being turfed out on the street? If you've got that mentality, get a, what's the word, go to a psychiatrist. No, that's not a good idea. Just look at yourself in the mirror.
Don't go to a psychiatrist. You'll get all kinds of good.
I nearly said the wrong thing there. Do you know, how can you be like that, Stephen?
Yeah, yeah. You know, this is supposed to be a God-fearing nation. I mean, the whole world claims to be religious, but how could they treat people the way they do? Let them lie in the streets or... Kick them when they're down, or
I mean, just... it's like Stephen. Sorry, Stephen. I remember there was a Jonathan Curry that, God bless him, basically died outside the door, not the door, the Royal Oireachtas. And what has been done about it? You know, there was fair play to the people. They did vigils for him, which was lovely. But again, we know this government just look after themselves. They're Muppets, puppets. I do despair. You often wonder about the human race, which I'm part of, and so are you, Stephen. You know, it's just beyond, I don't know. I think animals look after each other better than we do.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they that reminds me of something I heard a few weeks back there, Patrick. You know, humans claim to be the top sentient being on the planet, in the universe. But, you know, dogs and, well, let's just take lions or elephants or anything like that. They don't acquiesce to a police officer or a politician or somebody that claims to be an authority.
Yeah, no way, Stephen. When you see a calf or a bull elephant down, the whole herd come round to try and get that elephant off the floor, don't they?
Yes, they do, yeah.
There's such love in them communities, you know. It would bring a tear to your eye, Stephen, sometimes, mate. I wear my heart on the sleeve, Stephen. I think you might get that.
Yeah, well, animals out in the bush, they also don't get cancer. You know, they don't have to pay taxes, Patrick. And who is the smartest animal on the planet? That's my question.
It's supposed to be us.
Yeah, it's supposed
to
be us.
Let's have a rethink. We'll have to rethink that one, Stephen, will we?
Yes, we will.
Oh, dear. I don't know. The lack of empathy, you know, with... I mean, it's like, how many Rolls Royces do you need? How many Ferraris?
How many yachts? How many mansions?
Yeah, you know, don't get me wrong, Stephen. I built, where I'm talking from now, I built this house I'm under, my dwelling. I get the word right. It's my dwelling. I try to get my words right, you know. And I don't want a violin. I'm not the only one that built my own dwelling. But I done it off my own steam, Stephen. I'm not trying to be bragging here, but I did it. I worked it. I done it my own with help from family and friends. And then a government thinks they can want to charge me a property tax. Well, I'll tell you what they can do, but I won't say it on air. But you know what I mean? And then what, to charge me for water that comes out of the air. And they, you know, corporation, isn't it? They're dead entities, Stephen.
Well, they charge you for water. Yeah, well, they charge you for water too.
And the best thing is, I mean, most people in, well, everyone in ERA, the Sovereign Republic of ERA, are actually paying for water as it stands on VAT and road tax. But not everyone knows that.
Right.
They do now, because I've just said it.
Yeah.
If they want to take my word for it, Stephen. You know what I mean?
You know, yeah. I've said it before again, Patrick. We don't need masters. We don't need keepers. People know what is right and wrong, and you know, we can fend for ourselves. We can govern ourselves. We do have the ability, and I've also said this quite a bit on air too, Patrick. People are taught what is right and wrong from a very early age. People are choosing to do wrong.
Yeah, exactly, Stephen, because I think it's inherent as a child, like you just said. I think we're born knowing what's right or wrong. I know we have to be guided.
Well, certainly. Certainly.
You know, would you agree to a certain amount, Stephen? But then once you... It's like, Stephen, I'll go to bed tonight personally. I'll get up in the morning. I have no ill intent to anyone.
Right.
You know, and you're the same, Stephen. And so is everyone on this site, I would like to think. You know, and the majority of us on this planet are all the same. But we've got this such a small minority, like you said, that want to control us and think that we have to look up to them. What? I mean, we could change this tomorrow, Stephen. I know it might sound silly, but we could all just sort of say, right, that's it. I'm not playing anymore.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Stop feeding the beast.
Yeah. I know we'd have to do it gradually, you know, but we could. It's not impossible, you know.
It isn't. Not at all.
We could say to every policeman, look, or guardie or whatever, say, look, right, do you realise you are working for a corporation? Some may know, some may not, but just say them, look, You're pulling people up for speeding. You're putting park. You're helping. You know, you for parking tickets. You know, traffic wardens. Do you not realize the madness of this?
Yeah, because somebody doesn't have that correct special little piece of paper in their glove box.
Yeah. I was funny enough, I was thinking that today because Vin says it quite a few times.
He does. He does. Yeah. That's where I got it from. Yeah. That correct little piece of paper. That's all it takes. And I'm going to put you behind bars because you're a bad boy.
So Stephen, if I pull all these correct bits of paper out of my vehicle tomorrow, will my driving go all over the place?
Well, you're not driving. You're traveling.
I'm traveling, and it's only my straw man that's actually traveling in their book.
Exactly.
How many hours would we need, Stephen? How many things have we discussed tonight? You know.
Well, there's. Go ahead.
No, I was just thinking, Stephen. There's the big one in my book. Like, if anyone hasn't seen it, just Google your straw man. I mean, that's. I think everyone should start on that one. Google your straw man. And that's number one, to realize that you're not that corporate fiction. And I think once you've got that in your head, you start pulling the curtain more and more open.
Yeah. And now you're also bringing up a bit of a dichotomy, Patrick. You know, there's plenty of disinformation out there with people that go about it the wrong way. A lot of them here in America and a lot of them over there in Europe also.
Yeah, with the free man stuff, you've got to be careful with that, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I look at that, you know, like they say the free man. Well, yeah, well, we all are free, which we should be, because we're sovereign. But the corporate fiction says otherwise. But once you realize, you know, that you are who you are, you know, and that's the biggie in my book.
It is.
And again, wake up to the, basically throw your TV from the highest point you can. Is number two. I don't know.
Go to the tallest building in your town or your city and go up to the roof and throw it off and watch it smash. As long as you don't hit somebody, right?
Yeah.
No harm, no foul.
That's it, yeah. Well, there you are, Stephen. Harm, injury, or loss. That's common law, common sense.
It is. Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, this is another thing. I know we may be coming short of time, but the other day, well, a while back, you know, if you're in your garden or something and you pick up, I don't know, you might have a few stones lying there or a block, but through your actions there, you lift that up, there could be no end of ants and other insects there. I've destroyed their world by just doing that. Just see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I didn't do it with intent, but it just shows, again, looking at things in a different... Am I a bit crazy, Stephen?
No. Well... You know, it might be taken a little bit to an extreme, but...
But you know what I'm saying? You know, again, it's just... I just look at things in such a different way now, Stephen. I don't know.
Yeah, Tiger Boy's Tiger Boy's right in the chat there. I'll get a ticket for littering. Littering with the TV set. Throwing it off the building and watching it smash.
And I like his comment, four up, yeah. All you need is love, yeah. Spot on. Because it's... Again, Stephen, let's say we're just here to learn, yeah, all right, and people might go, oh, well, you have to have the crap to, you know, you have to go so low to realize what the good is, but do we, you know, I question that sometimes, you know, to know, like, you know, how deep into the darkness can we go, you know?
Yes, I do, yeah.
You know,
well, look how dark and deep we're at now.
Yeah, and it, you know, I hope it don't get any darker, Stephen, but I don't know. And again, even in your neck of the woods, a lot of your populace are going to fall for the rhetoric, aren't they? Who's getting in next? Jeb Bush or...
Hillary Clinton, yeah.
Hillary Clinton, oh, you know, I mean, oh, I don't know.
Yeah, and then there's Donald Trump.
Oh, good old Trump.
I tell you, if... You know, these people, you can't laugh at them because, I don't know. Well, I guess you can't laugh at them because, well, you have to laugh at them because you can't kill them. Let's put it that way.
Well, we wouldn't, you see, because we're not that way inclined, Stephen, are we?
No, not exactly, no.
No. What do we do? Cuddle them?
Yeah, Yeah. I don't really have hate in my heart, you know. I just have pity for people that, people that were like me that fall for these deceptions so blindly. I know Vin said another time, Patrick, it was just before the beginning of the new year, somewhere in December. I listened to a pod. He said, let me get this right. He said, if you condemn somebody or something without checking it out, I think his quote was, condemnation without investigation is one of the highest form of ignorance. Yeah.
Of course it is. It's like if you point out to someone, look, have you seen them in the sky? You know, I don't know whether you'd say chemtrail. You know, you point something out and they'll just go, oh, what a load of baloney. But like you just said, condemnation without investigation is the highest form of ignorance, correct?
Yes. I actually took that quote and made it into a little poster and put it on PIR many, many months ago. Didn't hardly get very many cut.
Stephen and Alan on the OYM said the similar quote as well.
It's
just ignorance, Stephen, isn't it? You have to, it's like back to the flat earth or round earth thing. I'm not just going to fire out to someone that might post all the flat earth thing and go, you're full of crap.
Right.
I'll go, okay, I'll look at whatever they post.
Yeah.
If I don't, I'll put it on the side burner,
I don't really care. I mean, to get right down to it, Patrick, why does that matter?
it's such an unimportant thing at the moment, because whether we're a flat earth or round earth, we're in the shit.
we're still getting shafted no matter what.
Flat, round, square, oblong.
We're still getting buggered, aren't we?
If you're getting buggered in a Rolls Royce, a Corvette, a Mini or whatever, you're still getting buggered. It doesn't matter what car it is, Stephen.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, dear. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. And on a nice note, Stephen, I like your choice of music, UB40, Bob Marley. Yeah.
Well, I've got some more Bob Marley I was going to end with. So.
I'll have to post you another link. I don't know if you've heard it. It's a T-Rex tune, Elemental Child. Have you ever heard it?
I don't think so.
I'll post it either in the PIR chat box to you when we've finished, or I'll put it on Skype for you.
Okay.
You'll thoroughly enjoy it, I think, Stephen.
Well, I've actually sent you something in the Skype there, so you can grab that.
All right. Thanks, Stephen. I'm just looking at the chat box in PIR. What's Tiger Glass said? I don't know. They had gay pressy, now it's time for less pressy. Hillary. Very funny, Tiger.
Well, Patrick, I think we'll go ahead and end here. It's a little past 2 a.m. there, and my show is officially over. But
Well, thanks, Stephen, for allowing me to come on. I hope I haven't bored the listeners to death.
Well, I thank you for coming on. I don't think you bored anybody. The chat's been going right along there.
I've enjoyed it, Stephen. It was a pleasure, mate.
Okay. I'll have to message you again sometime.
Thanks a lot, Stephen.
Have a good evening.
Good night, everyone. Thanks, Stephen.
All right, everyone. I do thank Patrick for coming on. Had a nice little talk and talked about a lot of good subjects. So, everyone, we'll see you Wednesday after Sean McGuire. This has been Cancel the Cabal, and we are working with a cabal of criminals. I'm Stephen Roberts, and good night, everyone.